Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water to the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
How many of you need a miracle? Catherine Coleman said, if you are part of humanity, you will one day need a miracle. Our knowledge about science is not enough. Our knowledge about economics is not enough. But the knowledge of God can supply all your needs. So today, if you came here with any issue, expect a miracle to bring an end to that issue. Sit on the neck of your enemies. I want to explain some words to you. When I finish, we are going to enter into deep prayers. You see, through prayer, you travel from the natural into the supernatural. Now, I want to share with you faith for miracles. Faith for miracles. I don't know what you are thinking, and I don't know what is your challenge. A miracle ends every problem. So the devil is trying to make the church anti-miracle. But without the miracles, there is no way you can know God. God's portion in our world today is the miracle portion. So wherever miracles don't happen, God is not there. When it comes, a miracle happens. Now what Jesus? Jesus one day went to a funeral. The funeral couldn't finish, the funeral ended. Because as he stepped into the funeral, the dead man jumped back to life. So wherever God is present, problems come to an end. Today, somebody's intellectual difficulty will come to an end. Somebody's physical body difficulty is going to come to an end. Life in the natural is filled with trouble, difficulties, and without natural solutions. This is what is called impossibilities. Life in the natural is filled with difficulties, and everybody ought to know that. So we are faced with impossibilities. However, the intervention of a divine being can turn every impossibility to possibility. And when this happens, we call it miracles. When it happens, we call it miracle. A miracle is the cure for pain, discomfort, anxiety, sickness, disease, poverty, and failure. Which means every human torture, every human limitation comes to an end when a miracle steps in. A miracle is the cure for hopelessness. When you become hopeless, you need a miracle. So what is a miracle? Number one, a miracle is the supernatural intervention of God in impossible situations. Do you have an impossibility? Yes, you need a miracle. A miracle is the intervention of God in the impossible circumstances of men. And as long as we live in this life, we are met with impossibility everywhere. Number two, what is a miracle? A miracle is said to occur when divine intervention is set aside the ordinary course of life. When divine intervention sets aside the ordinary course of life. A young girl was accosted by ritual killers. And they sent them into a bush. And the lady got there and saw many people have been slaughtered. And she sat down in the midst of wicked people who have their knives sharpened and began to sing a song the choir sang. You are he, you are he. You are he, you are he. When we feel your absence, you are he. You are he. He was singing, you are here, you are here. 5 minutes later, he heard a voice, open your eye. When she opened her eye, she has been translocated to a military barrier. So the soldiers just opened their eye and the lady landed, boom. Where are you coming from? He said, I was in the bush, I don't know how I got here. A miracle has changed the natural course of life and has translocated the lady. In Colombia, a former drug dealer who has become born again went to a shop to buy Coca-Cola. While he was in the shop buying the Coca-Cola, soldiers surrounded the place because there were other drug bandits who have come there having a party. And the man said, Lord, I'm no more part of this group. I'm born again now. But now if they round all of us up, tomorrow it will appear in the people that I'm still with them. Do something. And the Holy Ghost said, enter the washroom. He got to the washroom, literally said, worshiping God after 5 minutes. Open his eye. He was standing in front of his house. He has been translocated from the place to another place. Now, things like this are supposed to be common in the church. Church people are not supposed to suffer the same way unchurched people suffer. But we are disconnected from our real root. And the root of the church is the miraculous. So when things happen, I don't believe, I don't know what is happening. No, you are going to know what is happening. A miracle sets aside the natural course of life. So there is somebody here, from level 100 to level 200, your results are not good. But you are coming out with the first class. Something is going to shift within only one semester. There's going to be a mega shift. Tap your neighbor and say, if you believe in miracle, your enemy will be bigger. When God wants to give you a miracle, he doesn't go through a process. He bypasses the process. So a woman without a womb can give birth to twins. Doctors need a womb. You need a womb. God doesn't need a womb. He sets the process, he can bypass the process. And anybody here that the devil has put any limitation on you, today God will bypass the process and give you the miracle that you need. Number three, what is a miracle? A miracle is an event that transcends the ordinary laws of nature and defies scientific explanation. It defies scientific explanation. So when you cross 45, they say it will be difficult for you to give birth. No. In the realm of the miraculous, Sarah moved from monopause to megapause. She still gave birth. Megapause is mono plus mono, mega. She was 90 years old. These are not stories in the Bible. This is what church people must meditate on. So you don't walk on campus as a failure because somebody told you her story or his story of failure. You are different because you belong to a miracle generation.
Get ready to break some records in your father's house. Break some records in your mother's house. Break some records in that department. Break some records in your generation. Where are the record breakers? Can I see you shout amen? Anytime people tell you something is impossible, tell them, I come from a miracle family. How many miracle family members are here? If you believe in Jesus, you come from a miracle family. There was this there was this military guy who now works in the British Army. He was one of my protocol guys. From a very poor background, one day he saw that the advertising for British military, and he just connected, and he did everything. Now it's time to travel. He went to Circle and bought a plane ticket. We don't buy ticket at Circle. When he got to the airport, they checked the ticket number, everything upside down. And yet he was holding his briefcase, and he had a fiancée who was one of my ladies. Very crazy, but crazy in the spirit. They stood in Kotaka for 3 days. They were, your ticket is not good. They went and changed it. They do, your flight is not whatever. The flight has been cancelled. They three, the lady said, your family spirit have located that you are traveling. But we are not leaving this airport until the miracle working God shows up. So they carried their bag, stood in Kotaka. And the lady began to speak in the language of the spirit. She was Holy Ghost rising. Tell somebody, Holy Ghost rise. He began to man of God, we don't understand this one. When you meet a problem you don't understand, you speak a language you don't understand. That is speaking in tongues. How many of you have some problems you don't understand? Lift your hands and say, speak in tongues. If you are a believer, you always want to do things that make sense. The devil will make nonsense of your life. The lady held one of the bags. He said, listen, we are not returning back home. And they said, hey, the flight is canceled again. So they are now standing, I think Rwanda airline or something, standing at the counter. Somebody jumped from British Airways counter, a white woman. Hey sister, what are you doing here? So we didn't buy a ticket from British Airways, it's Rwanda Airline. But we've been standing here for 3 days. They say our flight is not coming, nothing. He said, where is your bag? Follow me. Now, those of you who have not traveled abroad before, this year 2025, you have an experience. Yeah! Now, when you are traveling international, you have one big box and a small box. The big box, they put it under the plane. And the small box is called hand luggage. You carry it. That's where ladies keep their face shadow and mouth shadow and other things. So in case of emergency, you don't carry your big box inside the plane. But this guy, the woman said, follow me. No ticket on British Airways. They led him straight into the plane. British Airways without a ticket. And that's how he landed in England. Now he's in the British Army. Can I pray for somebody here? I don't care where life has pushed you. I don't care who says it cannot be done. I came to declare to you, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are. I have many strange experiences. Sometimes I can't say it in church, because even pastors cannot believe. But the question I ask them, that every time you say with God, all things are possible, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? He can look at a lady and say, you are a man, suddenly you can change. God God is too powerful. The church has not meditated on the power of God. That's why we carry this beggar's mentality. We carry this mua mentality. But after this miracle service, you are released into destiny. You are released into destiny. You are released into destiny. Who is behind all the miracles? Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus is behind the miracles. Acts 2:22. Look at it. Acts 2:22. Many of you, after this service, you get back to your hostel. A miracle will be smiling there waiting for you. Many people, after this service, you get back to hostel. Somebody has come to drop provision for you. Many of you, after this miracle service, that your mobile account that is running zero will suddenly be filled. Many of you, after this miracle service, your GPA will suddenly be up. Somebody shall I believe in miracles? Help your neighbor and say, do you believe in miracles? Acts 2:22. Men of Israel, hear these words. Follow the scripture. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know. On 31st December night, I was preaching. When I finished, I announced 1st January, we are starting 21 days fasting. People say, man of God, let us go and eat small. I say, no, if you want a tear rubber blessing, you start very early. I didn't know there was trouble ahead. So January number one, I said, you can do the fasting and sit home, but January number two, we are in church. So the fasting started 1st January number one. We were fasting. January number five, somebody's son died in the church. A young lady. But look at her miracle mentality. She said, when I came to the 31st, pastor prayed over communion. He prayed over the oil. And my son wasn't in the church. But I went home and I anointed my son. And I gave him communion on Saturday. How can he die on Sunday? The mother-in-law said, hey, all you people come. We are getting ready to go to the hospital and then package the boy for mortuary. The lady, young lady, said to the husband, bring your hand. They held their hand. They entered into the realm. They began to holy rise. The dead boy jumped back alive. Today your academics will jump back. Your finances will jump back. Everything dying in your life. Some of you, your finances are dead. Your finances will jump back alive. Your relationship will jump back alive. Your career will jump back alive. Jesus is no. So how can you go to church and you don't expect a miracle? Too much talking. The Bible said this is what Jesus began to do. Now listen to me. Began to teach and to do. Today we only know the teaching Jesus, but we don't know the miracle Jesus. That's why the church is limited. One miracle happens, any nonsense man attacking the church will bow. They bow to the miracles. Devils bow to the miracles. Witches bow to the miracle. Politicians bow to the miracle. From today, witches will bow. Principalities will bow. Your enemies will bow. When they hear your testimony, the lady jumped back to life. Then another young girl. SSS. The devil is very wicked. Got hold of this SSS girl. Suddenly, spondylosis of the back spine. Young girl, 16 years, is not walking like this. Came back home from campus. The father took her to hospital. They said, we are going to operate on him. And when we finish, either he will walk 50-50, he can be paralyzed or be in the wheelchair forever. Then what is the need for the surgery? Her sister is one of those who were dancing here in that mauve dress. She told her sister, hey, sir, don't worry, I will take you to church. There is something in the church. Something is going to happen. Wait a minute. Something strange. The sister brought the X-ray pictures. Drop it on the altar without the sick person. The sick person is in the house. Drop the X-ray on the altar. And I'm holding my bottle of oil. And the oil drop on the X-ray. The girl was in the house. The back straightened instantly. Went back to the hospital. The same doctor said, who told you you have spondylosis of the back spine? Am I talking to somebody here? You came into this room as a defeated student. You are living as a mega success. A mega success. Somebody shout, I believe in miracle. Today Jesus told me he's going to do 4 types of miracles. Are you ready for them? Number one, he's going to do healing miracles. How many of you need some healing in your body? Come on, come on, come on, come on. The devil is making people sick. Africa, we are eating expired biscuits, expired jollof, expired salad. Africans are surviving by faith. That is we eat. Somebody will take a biscuit, it expired in February, so it's not too long. This is March. Poverty makes us eat the unheatable. But thank God, Africans don't have a lot of technology, but we have a lot of prayerology. Prayerology, Maracatoske, Maracatoske. Problem technology cannot solve. Prayerology can solve. Can I have some prayerological members here? Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. We don't have a lot of machines to make diagnosis and prognosis, but there is a prayerology. When an African enter the realm, then as I break,
I walk into the realm where everything is possible. At the altar of fire,
why we pray?
As I pray, I walk into the realm where everything is possible. At the altar of fire, I pray, 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 I pray. Until I see thy will be done. Oh yeah,
I see the angels, they are moving, the angels are moving.
I pray, 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 I pray.
Can you speak it up?
Until I see
Rabasco Pelagi,
I will be done.
Today we come to come.
And I shall pray, I step into the realm where it is possible.
Somebody step into the realm, my God.
Everything is possible.
Don't complain too much in life. You have prayer vehicle. When we pray, we step into realm. You step into a realm where cancer can kill you. Where defeat is impossible. Healing miracles, they happen. Many sicknesses have no cure. But when Dr. Jesus comes, Matthew 4:23 and 24 says, that before I finish preaching, many of you will be healed. Yes. I've already seen people who are losing blood right now. A lot of tumors are melting. Yes. I see 7 people have blurry eyes. The angel is wiping your eyes. You don't need glasses anymore. You don't need glasses anymore. You don't need glasses anymore. Some of you are here, they cut something out of your body because of operation. God will replace it. God will give you another of that system. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, it said, Jesus went. He went about in Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. How many manner? Open your mouth and say all manner. Some of you, the reason why you are not talking is that you are sick with depression. Come out of that depression. Open your mouth and say, he was healing all manner, all manner, all manner, all manner of sicknesses and depression. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Soldiers called Solomon in Lebanon. Solomon was married, and the demon said, you are married, but we'll see what will happen. 3 days after the marriage, she became paralyzed at the back. Now, the man that came to the altar, ten, 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 ten. These people don't know where this song. Ten, 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 ten. Now he's coming to church, bend over like this. Military man. So he had access to 37. He got to 37. They said, Solo, we are going to operate on you. And the first operation is 38,000. He said, no, soldier man, all my money is finished. And when we finish, two things, either you remain in the wheelchair or you became a vegetable. Solo said, what? But this is what the boy did. Even though he was bent over like this prophet, he never missed church service. But this is what he used to do. He would come to church very early. And then he go to the altar. Those of you say there's no power in the altar, you have not met a powerful altar. He will sleep on the altar and put the back to scratch the altar. The day of operation came. So Lord landed in the hospital. The back has been straightened by the Holy Ghost. Right now, he is serving in Lebanon. Anywhere the devil wants to cut short your life, anywhere the devil wants to destroy you, by this altar here this afternoon, you are going to be healed from everything. You'll be healed from everything. Somebody shout out with me, another one. The second miracle God is going to do. This is very important.
miracle of deliverance. Now, listen to me, listen. One of the things the devil is teaching this last days, there's nothing called deliverance. When you have the word, you don't need deliverance. But let me show you something. The first deliverance Jesus performed, he did it in church. Mark chapter 1. I don't know which Bible this morning the pastors are reading from. Too many motivation, too many human knowledge. God's knowledge is not human knowledge. He said, as the heavens are far from the earth. So, you see, anybody who thinks he knows God too much is a backslider. We don't finish knowing God. When you go to heaven, there is a sound you hear. Holy! Many don't understand that sound. They say, why? How can we go to heaven and be there for years without getting bored? Getting bored. Anytime the angel shout, holy, God changes in manifestation. You shout a billion times, you see another side of God. So the angels, the seraphs and the cherubs, they never get bored. Because God is too big for your little university mind to be able to calculate and understand him. That's why we don't most of the time try to understand God. You can understand knowledge and concepts and books, but God, we believe him. And believe is a spiritual journey. Deliverance, Mark 1:35. Jesus entered church. And there was somebody there who was demoniac. Now listen, you know the work of demons. Demons are like thieves. When somebody is stealing you from your pocket, and you don't shout too long, with your eye, they may think you are blind. They will steal you. This is what demons are doing in this last day. Let the church become so social media conscious. Let the church be so intellectual. Let the church be so, and so as we do that, we forget about them. Evil thrives in darkness. And so demons are oppressing many, many people. There are ladies here, they can enter into 21 relationships. Nobody will marry them. Because there is a devil that has impersonated them. A young man from my church went to the embassy. He got there, they said, hey, why are you holding a woman's passport? Yes, I said, I'm a woman. They said, shut up. Why are you bringing a woman's passport? Can you imagine? As he left the house, the money photoshop, his face has changed. Don't tell me that demons are not around. If demons are not around, Jesus will not tell the early church. He said, whosoever believe, this sign shall follow them that believe. And look at what he says. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, devils are around. Say like a prophet, neighbor, devils are around. Some of you, behind your many failures, there is a devil. Behind your lack of food, there is a devil. Because of your lack of favor, there is a devil. But today, that devil is going to bow. The devil of failure, the devil of poverty, the devil of limitation will bow. And I cast them out of your life. Out of your life. Out of your life. We need deliverance. Miracle of deliverance. Mark 1:25. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Man, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Only day passed, are you greater than Jesus? He was casting out devils. Today, in the church, you see fine believers, but when they leave the church and go home, masturbation. They masturbate, and everyone around, they lose 1 pound blood. The devil wants to kill them. They tried everything possible. It's not working. There is a demon that must be cast out. Don't try to intellectualize it. Why is it that any time you pick a book, you are sleeping, whilst other people's eyes are like chimpanzee's eyes? Something is wrong. Some of you, your money has been missing. You put something here, it's gone. Some of you, to us who are standing here, there is a demonic microscope watching you from above here in the engineering room. They look at your chair, 24. Anything the lecturer teaches, fine. You have done everything possible. But today marks the end of every satanic, demonic oppression. Somebody shout, I am free, Jesus, man. Shout it like a thunder.
Jesus' name.
I say sounding like a thunder.
I am free in Jesus' name.
In Mark chapter 5, Jesus met a gentleman at the seaside. They call him the madman of Gadara. The Bible says this gentleman was cutting himself. All wrong addictions and behaviors. Many girls on campus have girlfriends. Girlfriends. Some boys have boyfriends. It's a spirit. Have you seen a dog with a girlfriend before? It's a spirit. We don't condemn you. We are not saying you are a lesbian, it's wrong. We are not saying you are a gay. That desire that makes you like men is not God's desire. It's an evil spirit. And it must be cast out. And today you will be free. And it must be cast out. And today you will be free. And it must be cast out. And today you will be free. Also, behind many sicknesses are evil spirits. So most of the time, Jesus will say, you dumb and deaf spirit. Now read your Bible. When you are open your eye, the person is deaf and dumb, but Jesus does not address the dumbness. He addresses the spirit. And as soon as the spirit is cast out, they begin to talk. They are loose. Anything holding you in the same position, anything holding your destiny, anything sitting on your destiny, today I declare you free, 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 free. The Bible said Jesus met a gentleman and said, hey, what is your name? He said, my name is called Legion. 6,000 demons are in me. In the spirit, there is no limit. There is space in the spirit. And Jesus said, come out of him. The Bible said the demons came out. And the man now was in the right frame of mind. Jesus decorated him. Anytime you see ladies who are dressed half naked, there is a demon in them. Pastor, is it not just a lifestyle? No, that's what you think. Demons don't wear drawers. One of the signs of madness is nakedness, true or false? Yeah. So when a demon inhabits you and you dress, they say, show your buttocks. You bought the material, but you cut all the material and throw it away. Today, you watch beauty pageant. People have no, they don't wear anything. Recently, Bianca Censori appeared in America wearing nothing. Demons don't wear dress. So the Bible said, when Jesus cast out the demon, he gave the man dress to wear. Turn to somebody besides, say, don't dress like a demon. Mm-hmm. By the time you wear nika, yeah, show me all your vital parts and you go to KFC to buy KFC. It's not a lifestyle. Something is sitting inside. What only your husband is supposed to see is now commercialized. Say somebody, sister, don't commercialize your body. You are too expensive. You are too expensive. Don't commercialize. One of the major signs of demonic oppression is nakedness. Take it from me today. Many people on campus are filled with demons. Some of you too, it's not your fault. You inherited it from somewhere. Others are inheriting houses, companies. You inherited the spirit. Today, every wrong inheritance, tap your neighbor and say, any wrong inheritance. Tap somebody again and say, any wrong inheritance. I reject it. I reject it. Every satanic inheritance. Behind the limitation of many people are demon spirits. This beautiful girl who is now in Dubai working in their electricity company, one day came to church, beautiful faculty. He said, pastor, I used to have a boyfriend. He was a Sakawa boy. So he took me to a juju man. We went to do ritual. The juju man fortified him and fortified me. When we returned home, I said, no, I want my power to be more than my boyfriend, so I returned back. And the juju man said, I'm going to sleep with you and give you impartation by association. The girl said, no problem. Slept with the dream. So he said, Pastor, I now have two boyfriends, one juju boyfriend, one sakawa boyfriend. But my body didn't know. He said, I wasn't so satisfied, I needed more power. I went to see another juju man. He said, the man gave me a sponge to bath. When I touched my body, the sponge sparked fire. And the man too said, I should become her girlfriend. This time my eye was opening small. I said, no. And he gave me a piece of meat, goat meat. The lady ate the meat. 4 years, it remained undigested in her stomach. So when she's good, the meat will move. Goro, Gaia. Ha. And she wanted to go to university abroad. And every door was closed against her. One day she came to one of these services. And she was not even in their service. She was listening to podcast. I was preaching on the podcast. And I was shouting, come out. Come out early morning. She started feeling a volcano action in their stomach. She didn't know that the meat has remained undigested. And the thing started moving. When he looked, the goat meat he ate 4 years ago. Fell on the floor. All this, I don't believe in power, I don't believe in power. It's to cause us to suffer for nothing. Respond. 1 week later, the door to university abroad just opened. You see? That demon has blocked all her doors. Today, if you are sitting in this room, my angels are already moving. Anywhere they possessed you to a wrong spirit, monitoring your life, I declare, be disconnected, be disconnected, be disconnected. Jesus told me the next miracle he's going to do today, academic miracles. Oh, the students, who did they shout? I think they are out of. Believer is supposed to have a dead mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So you don't fear biology, you don't fear algebra, you don't fear nothing. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Charlie, this year there's going to be a lot of first class, A plus, first class, A plus. If you are one of them, shout at me like a gun. Sound mind is your heritage. Lift your hand and say, sound mind is my heritage. You are not supposed to have a dead mind. But when you don't know, the enemy will cheat you out of your inheritance. Follow me. See, I use scriptures to teach, so you will know that what I'm talking about. So every believer is entitled. Somebody say it romantically, sound mind. You are not supposed to get confused in your brain. You study the whole night, when the exam comes, 100, 30 over 100. What? Daniel chapter 5 verse 12. Look at your destiny on the board. Daniel 5 12. Everybody read. Ready, go. Solving riddles, explaining enigma, were found in this Daniel. Whom the king named Belshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called. This year, the same paper that brought you down, you will catch an award from that same paper. Go to verse 14. Follow me. Go to verse 14. You see, if you don't understand what I'm teaching, when it's time for miracle and I say receive, you may not understand what I'm talking about. Look at verse 14. Continue, read, go. Light and what? Light and what? Lift your hand and say, from today I understand everything. Confession decides possession. Say it and believe it. Say, from today. There is no subject I say I don't understand. This that is Daniel, an Old Testament believer. He didn't know Jesus. And the Bible said the glory of the latter house shall be greater. So the intelligence of 2025 believer should be greater than 1947. The word understanding means surpassing intelligence. Everybody say surpassing intelligence. Very soon you will understand more than your lectures and your teachers. Let's read it again. I want something to enter you. Read it again, verse 14. I have heard of you. Tap your neighbor and say, very soon they will hear from you. Say the whole campus, the whole faculty, the whole class will hear from you. That a new intelligent giant is on the block. A new somebody who can mess up biology. A new somebody who can mess up algebra. A new somebody who can walk over English language. A new girl who can mess up mathematics. This is time. I have heard of you. Look at your neighbor prophetically and say, they will hear from you very soon. If you are not prophesying, you are denying somebody of his miracle, turn to another person and say, they will hear from you. Light, understanding, excellent wisdom are found in you. Go to 16. I'm describing you. Listen, all of you, write this scripture I'm showing, especially this point. Since you don't sell spare parts in magazine, you are in school, right? Point number 3 is your point. You need to learn this. Actually, I want to come and hold 2 nights of academic breakthrough studies. So I can teach you little. Me, when I used to go to school, I was struggling with mathematics. I wrote math 3 times. Now I understood that it's not because my mind was anti-mathematics. There was a revelation I needed, I didn't know. But when this revelation dawned on me, I went to Gimpa to do my master's. Sitting in the middle of bank managers, presidential letter writers, speech writers, I came out with distinction. The same person. Tap your neighbor and say, the same person. Say it like a prophet. Say the same person. So now prophesy to this same person. Say, next year by this time. Prophesy, say, next year by this time. And tell him, if I be a prophet of God, your results will shift. Prophesy, say, your results will shift. I say, prophesy, say, your results will shift. By this revelation, your results will shift. By this revelation, your GPA will increase. Don't know what you have, anybody can steal from you. Those of you, the devil have hidden your brain on top of a Oroko tree. Today he will drop the brain. All the testimonies they are giving are the cheap ones. I have people came to church 5 years after prayer. Next step is that 5 years. There is a miracle part of everything. I'm not saying don't study, I'm saying study. But some study to fail. The subject they read, that is what put them in the red. Today I came to address all those negative tendencies. And those of you to who you think you are good, may God upgrade your brains. Upgrade. How many of you know the difference between Yam phone and iPhone system? Oh, they've missed the miracle. You don't know the difference between Yam phone, or you call it coconut phone. You don't know what is a Yam phone. An iPhone system. Today your brain is jumping from Yam to iPhone. Somebody jump and say, I receive. I see a mental surgical operation going on in the minds of people. Look at verse 16. Follow me. God opened this thing up to me. So I wrote a book on academic. If you read that book,
the things you will see, you will be surprised that do such miracles exist. I show you the miracle dimension of intelligence. It's not only natural dimension. Let me ask you, which school did Solomon attend? Which school did Solomon attend? He had one encounter. He woke up the next day, professor, doctor, doctor. The Bible said, now listen to me. You see, people don't read the Bible. The Bible said, all men sought to hear Solomon. The whole world, everybody. The queen of Sheba came to Solomon. He said, boy, the things they told me is just half. Can somebody leave this meeting and by Monday become a professor of math? Get a book. They said it's 35. Okay, for everybody that came here, if you want it, this is special price reduction, 20 series. I can even dash you right now. I can dash you right now. But the problem is that it is not enough. So when we dash, there will be stampede.
Oh my God.
Take it, sister. From today, I see your GPA moving this way. Moving this way. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak over your brain. I speak over your mind. I speak over your brain. Open up, open up, open up, open up, open up. Sound mind, sound mind, sound mind, sound mind. Pastor, is it possible? Now listen to me. A man of God, Papa Oedipo, was in a meeting. Somebody was teaching. He said, suddenly he heard tikre, tikre, tikre in his brain. The brain was literally sparking fire. The next time he wrote a speech, a university professor said, Brother David, where did you get this electric brain from? He caught it in a meeting. Today, may the Lord give you electric brains, electric brains. Go to verse 16. Nobody show us. All they thought that learn, learn. Do you think we are not learning? Do you think we are not learning? Verse 16. As you are reading this scripture, impartation, impartation, impartation. Everybody read it on top of your voice. Where did it go? You can give what? And explain. Listen, wait a minute and meditate. It means that from today, there is no equation you cannot interpret. You see, the devil will not be happy with me teaching you this because there are people who use juju to learn. Is it true or false? So I want to ask you, why would the unbelievers believe that there is a spiritual dimension to acquisition of knowledge? I used to have a friend called Ojira when I was in school. He would never study. Exams all you hear, whilst you are sitting here, kokoro, kokoro. One day I said, is this man, is he charming me or he activated his power? Shatabaleko, first step. All the things that the spirit showed him jam in his brain. He filled up paper, I got 88%. I collected the transaction, the spiritual transaction. In the demonic world, somebody can remove your brain. Now listen to me. A president of Africa went to see a juju man. When he returned, he couldn't remember his own name. All things are true. They remove his brain. But today I give a warning to wherever you are coming from. Anywhere your sound mind is suspended, I declare restore, 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 restore. Let's finish it. I have heard of you that what? You can give what? Continue. Now, if you can read and write and make known to me its interpretation, You shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck and shall be the third. See, the devil knows your promotion is connected to your intellectual upgrade. That's what they are telling Daniel. If you are able to interpret this thing and write it and pass, you shall be promoted. Instead of a wooden cross, you get a golden cross. Instead of Uber, you get a car. You get a nice apartment. So when the devil hates your progress, it sits on your mind. Look at me carefully. If it's an election and they cut your leg, you can vote. They cut your hand, you can vote. Even if they chop your head, if only you can see, you can vote. Prisoners are allowed to vote. Only one group of people, madmen, are not allowed to vote. Why? They have a problem in their brains. That's why I'm staying at this point. The man of God told you, your mentality defines your destiny. You cannot have a poor mind. And I came as an apostle of supernatural to tell that dead mind that from today, you will not be dead anymore. When you are mad, listen. Women will not marry you, but they can marry a cripple. I've seen cripples with wives. When you are mad, you don't vote. You don't take Uber. Society rejects you. You can be mad and be beautiful. There are many people with mental problems, but they don't know. But from today, whether you are here or you will watch later, I see an angel touching your brain, touching your brain, touching your brain. Lay your hands on your head and say, Lord, I need a ship. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need a ship. Lord, I need a ship. Some of you are here. You are going to write books that will hit international market. You are going to bring concepts that will hit international market. Every idea that can change your world, may the Lord give it to you in your mind. Somebody shout. Wait a minute. I'm closing up. Let's stay on that point. I have another scripture to show you. This point is important because after I have left, there will be a lot of testimonies. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 2:16. The Bible says that. The Bible says every believer is entitled to a miracle mind. And that miracle mind is called the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. It is every believer's inheritance. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have. Can you imagine Jesus writing paper and it's really? Shake your friend's head and say, no, it's not possible. And the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. I want you to say it 3 times. I have the mind of Christ. A miracle is taking place. Open your mouth and say, open your mouth and shout like. On that same point, look, this Jesus that God is trying to transplant his mind to us, in his days, he was more intelligent than people of his age. Look at Luke 2:47. 12-year-old boy went to church. They started theologizing, exegetizing. And when the 12-year-old boy speaks, there is a statement on the board. I want you to read it. Ready, go. And all who heard him were astonished. What? Read it again. Tap your neighbor and say, don't lose this miracle. Read it again. Can you see that testimony in your life? Can you see that testimony in your life? Can you see that testimony in your life? All that heard him from this Monday. Yeah. When you rise up to answer a question, they were astonished, amazed, flabbergasted, mesmerized. They were bambarized.
They were wowified. What? What is this? And the word understanding is surpassing intelligence. From today, your intelligence will surpass every one of your age. Receive the miracle. Receive the miracle. Receive it. Somebody say, I got my miracle of intelligence. Finally, in conclusion, God says he will do miracles of abundance. How many of you need some more of something? More of you. John 6. You can't have Jesus and be lacking many things. John 6, 10 to 13. Jesus was at the crusade. 5,000 men, man, 2 men. Where can we get food for these people? Natural men started talking. There's no food. Even if there is food, how many people can we supply? And while they are walking through the multitude, they saw a little boy who had bread that looks like spring rolls. Little boy's bread cannot be the ensawong type. When you go to Israel, their bread is not like our own. Their bread is like an egg that has been fried. Flat like that. So you can eat 12. The Ghana bread is too loaded. Little boy! Like spring rolls. Watch this. The reason many people suffer lack is their mouth complaining. I don't have enough. I am a poor family. Shut up! Which family are you referring to? You are the seed of Abraham. Give him a blow and say, you are the seed of Abraham. Don't drop off it. Don't be thinking you are the daughter of Kojo Abebere. Say, no. The day you got born again, your father changed. Your father changed. Your father changed. Somebody say, I have a changed fatherhood. I have a changed fatherhood. Your mouth is the reason why there is always not enough. Today you enter into the land of more than enough. So you see 3 people sent enter into Uber. Then everyone is paying for himself. All of them broke. Once you say, no, let me pay for you. That's how rich people behave. Hey, are they here? Are they here? Yes, but those with poor mentality, they say, I'll pay my own, pay your own. You will be broke. The boy was not the only person who had food. And by the way, by the time my daughter has food for her son, it means the food has the mother. It's what the mother has that he gives. How can a little boy have food and seniors don't have food? He gave it to Jesus. Jesus never complained. The disciples said, this is too small. This is too this. This is too this. This is... Let me tell you something. You have another storehouse. It is in heaven. Amen. Don't only look at your troubles. Warn him. Don't look at your troubles. Some of you, your focus is on troubles. That's how the food is always getting finished. From today, I connect you to another storehouse. Yes. He took the bread. One day the Lord told me, don't think about money. When I tell you to do something, yes, sir. He took the bread. Father, I thank you. The bread multiplied. Surplus. Shake your neighbor and say, from this afternoon. My God, personalize and say, my God shall supply. The longer you go, the longer your miracle. There are some of you are one. Some of you are one. My God shall supply. I can see the oil here. I can see the oil. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. God is about to give you even what you don't need.
Recently, a friend of mine called me, "Hey, Bishop, I'm sending you a bus." I said, "Bus? VIP or what?" He said, "No, VIP. It's a home bus. This is my bus. It's like from here to here. I have kitchen inside, my bedroom. If I brought it, I don't need to sleep in a hotel. Microwave, television, shower, bath." Tell your friend, can you believe God? Look at him with the prophetic eyes. You, can you believe God? All poor people didn't come to church today. Only loaded rich people come with apples. Give somebody a high five and say, "You will swim in abundance. You will swim in abundance. You will swim in abundance." All these miracles are possible for all. Possible for how many? Possible for how many? Let me conclude. You need to do only two things to enjoy miracles. Number one, active faith. Active. Some people, their faith is dead, but today your faith is going to arise. James 2:26. Follow me. You see, it's not only when I finish and I'm preaching that the miracles, as you are receiving the word and your spirit is opening. I see 17 students driving cars on campus for the first time. The book of James says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without action is dead. Now, what is the action of faith? Anytime I declare and you shout amen, it's an active faith. So we see. The man in us, John 5, has faith, but the faith was dead. Jesus said, "Hey boy, do you want to be healed?" He said, "Sir, I've been here for 38 years. When the angel stirs the water," he was telling stories, "there is no man." "Shut up. Do you want to be healed?" Ask your friend, we know your history, but today is not history, it's a miracle. You don't want to hear. We know in your family, people don't marry, but your wedding will be a mega wedding. We know in your family, they don't become professors, but you become a professor, doctor, doctor. We are not telling stories. But one day, a blind man heard Jesus was passing by. Ay, ay, ay. Mark 10:46. He only heard the sound, and he moved into active faith. "Jesus! Jesus, I'm here! Jesus, I'm in the breakfast meeting! Son of David! Shut up! It's not miracle time. Leave me alone! Jesus!" Some of you, because of that executive sister sitting close to you, you have never shouted amen since you came. Shake him and say, "Activate your faith, my friend. Stop sitting down as if you brought them on to something. Activate your faith. If your faith is not active, you are not going to get anything." He said, "Jesus, Jesus, I am here. Jesus, I need a miracle. Jesus." Active faith. Watch me. There are thousands of people here, but Jesus will hear your voice first. Who am I talking to? Forget about the number. I said there are thousands of people, but by your active faith, Jesus will hear your voice first. Give it a shot. Story, but let me tell you my own story. One day I saw a man of God who was working in such miracles. But he was in Miami, Florida, and I had no visa. So I took my passport. I said, Lord, I want to see the man. I'm going to the embassy. Even though they've rejected me many times, this time, I will activate my faith. The man that failed my passport for mistake in Kuan Song. Where F will write A? Where this? So when I took the paper and I saw it only at the embassy gate, the devil said, you better go home. But look at what the Holy Ghost said. He said, if everything is all right and you get the visa, it's not a miracle. And I said, hey. Somebody say, hey. So he said, to prove to you that God will give you the visa, go with your mistaken form that has been failed. I said, Shobo Yomo Kaskate Ikoba. I entered inside. I was 152. A security man saw me. He said, sir, come out of the line. Go and sit on that chair. I said, sir, have I offended you? He said, no, sit here. I'm sitting there. The number is 170. I went and said, sir, have I done anything? Oh, I said, sit down. This year, favor will select you. It's your faith. My dear beautiful ladies, men and brethren, when the line goes to 200, 15 minutes later, because the people cannot people like this. I say, sir, you don't know me, I don't know you. What is your problem? When I came, it was 150, now it's 200. I say, sir, listen. I don't want you to join the queue. Sit on that chair, because the people in the queue will later come and join you on the chair.
This year, God will select you for special labor. Look at your neighbor and say, God will select you. Listen, hey. When we are talking about miracles, it's not those who are beautiful. It's not those who qualify. It's not those who have money. It is those who are deep.
I saw the people outside, now entering one by one. I've already taken my seat. 15 minutes. When you go to the embassy in the morning like that, the aliens will come at 3 p.m. American embassy. 3 p.m. Even that one, if they reject people a lot. 15 minutes later, I saw the guy in the box. Wicked man. He was just rejecting people by stamping. Go, 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 go. An old lady spoke chi by force to the white man. The man rejected the old lady. I don't know what this is. The woman began to cry. And I was the next. Tell your friend, I was the next.
I was the next.
But favor will speak. Tell your friend, favor will speak. Anyone that came to this place last weekend, when we close, wherever you go, favor will open your offer. Hear us! While the woman was crying, suddenly I saw my body shaking. I said, Holy Ghost, this place is not church. Cool down. I tell you, cool down. So I shifted from the people. The man said, come. When you look at me, he said, ah, where did you go? I said, well, I went to Australia to check something, something. Can you tell me what? Say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Carry your visa. Are you here? Now, wait a minute. This is where the miracle is. I'm now going out. I called the guy that dropped me. Come back. He said, why have you left something? He said, no, not out of the visa. He said, now. I'm not trying to eat breakfast. I say, come back. I got to the gate and I called the security man. I said, sir, give me your phone number. I would like to send you something for your benevolence. He said, sir, I don't need your number. I don't need your name. I don't want to see you. I just came to help you.
Hey! Can you walk to five people and say, supernatural help will locate you? Are you counting five? Help me!
Activate your faith. Go where they say nobody can go. Activate your faith. Activate your faith. They say, shut up. He said, you can't shut me down. In the midst of 5,000 people, God responded to active faith. Are you you or we are we? Say, I am you. I came by myself. Jesus talked. Now listen. He said, call him for me. He rejected everybody there. Called a blind man for me. A blind man had active faith. Look at how beautiful your eyes are. Some of you, your gentility because of only one girl be that you are looking for. That's the case. Shout amen. Let's jump. Say I receive. No. Those people, they don't respond. Anything I say. Tap your neighbor and say, dead faith, awake, awake, awake. Receive your miracle. Is your faith active? Do you have active faith? Do you have active faith? Do you have active faith? Somebody shout out your faith, my dear. Mark 9:23. For with God all things are. I like the guys who are giving offering. Your visa is granted. With God, how many things are possible? Including your issue this morning. Including the exam results that have gotten lost. Active faith. Look at your neighbor and say, can I see your faith? By your action. If you find anybody sleeping, raise your hands. Let me come and activate him. Can you come to such a meeting and people are receiving and you are like this? I command that devil to leave you now. How many of you are traveling abroad for the first time in 2025? Lift your hands. You don't need to do anything. Receive your message. Take it. Take it. Take it. I release 250 scholarships. 250 scholarships to Canada University. America University, London University. My brother's son is called Pepra. One day I declared university, he jumped and he said, in 1 week he got 5 scholarships from 5 universities at the same time. You will not die as a local student. Thank God you went to JSS in Ghana, fine. You went to SS in Ghana, fine. First degree in Ghana, fine. But the rest. I said the rest. I said the rest. I said the rest. Give somebody a half of us the rest. The rest. The rest. The rest. The rest. You are crossing the Atlantic. You are crossing the Indian Ocean. You are crossing the Pacific Ocean. Give the Lord a shout. My problem is that some of you, next year moment of refreshing, you won't be sitting on the chair here. You'll be watching on the internet.
after first degree in Legon came to tell me, suffocating, nephew, I want to go to Canada to continue my education. He said, my father will pay. I said, no, let your father rest. Heavenly Father will pay. He said, Bishop, I didn't apply for scholarship. As I'm talking to you, take the paper, apply. But God will even give you more than scholarship. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. When the admission came, number one, he had a scholarship. But that's not where the miracle. They said, when you come, you'll be a lecturer and a student at the same time. And we will pay. As I'm talking, he has finished. He was lecturing and they were paying her on scholarship at the same time. If I be a man of God with a prophetic word in my mouth, somebody will cross the Atlantic Ocean. Somebody will cross the Indian Ocean. Where are those people? Somebody will cross the Pacific Ocean. We are tired of crisscrossing Accra Kumasi. Kumasi Kepus. Kumasi Tamale. Kumasi Hohoye. Indian Ocean. Do your leg like this. When I mention the ocean, you see, this is a prophetic service. When I mention Indian Ocean, say I cross. Pacific Ocean. Atlantic Ocean. Hey, this guy, God will bless you. Canadian Ocean.
I cross.
Anybody that crossed very well. If I be a man of God, the next time we hear from you, you are returning. 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 Bless your faith. Some of you, your scholarship, free tuition, free ticket, free accommodation, pocket money. I am talking to anybody who can receive. Don't mind the people, but Timothy was the only one. Who is that only one person that the Holy Ghost locates? Somebody shall have received. From generation
after generation,
we will see you.
The door comes to us.
When I ask the Lord,
when I ask the Lord,
what
name with you? Lift your voice and say,
if you want a miracle, pray with what? Desperation. For from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth, and the violent taken. I went to Miami in a pastor's conference, 19,000 people. And I said, I want to see the man of God. They said, you can't see him. By the way, the man, he doesn't even speak English. I went to talk to the wife. Madam, can I see pastor? He said, mucho gracias, sabrando, sofrenazo. Hey, madam. I saw the man of God coming.
Oh my God.
He had 19 photographs. One of them, when they lift you, because the day they lifted me, only one hand lifted me and shook me on the altar. Many are not desperate. You come to a meeting like this. Oh my God. No boyfriend, I'm not going to have a moody young. NYA gentle, son. We'll be the real miracle, miracle never. We'll be the real song. So, he said, I said, where am I? I must see the man of God. I came from Africa. I did it for 3 days. Miami. I'm not returning back to my hostel, they say. God of miracle. First day I didn't see. Last day. I came from the back to give offering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I dropped my offering as I was returned. The man of God was sitting at the last chair, wearing a normal shirt because he wasn't the one preaching. But nobody knew he was in the service.
Yes, sir.
I saw him. I said, Ketos, Fehesi. It's okay. Did America kill me or kill America? I went back to my seat, brought another offering. But this one, it was a strategic offering.
Yes, sir.
The service was on fire. I moved from the Malika to Brakatakata. I dropped my offering. As I was. Oh, God. They thought I was going. But you were watching me. I diverted. I grabbed the man of God. Before the Americans said, I was already there. I said, sir, I'm from Africa. My name is Wada. I'm from Ghana. He looked at me. He said, my son from Ghana. He has never seen me before. He called his secretary, Margarita. Bring me my bag. The man took his personal bag, loaded with all his books, he gave it to me. And I have my $3,000 in my pocket. I gave to him. Listen. I thought that was the end. In the evening service, 25,000. I'm standing at the back because it's a stadium, so we have VIP. I was not a VIP, I was in the Nchobo area. So while the service was going on, it was a prayer. And I saw that some of the people praying, they go back and forth. I joined them. And as I was praying, I was moving forward a little. So everybody has closed his eyes. The desperate prayer. How many of you are desperate for miracle? Man of God. Kukuru, kukuru, I moved from the popular stand, entered the VIP session. And I was playing and jumping at the same time. The man saw me from a far place. He said, that my African son, bring him. Okay, no token lifted me. One hand. They threw me like cotton wool. I was fasting very light. Come and see impartation. That was the meeting when I returned. Angels brought a mutual to somebody's house. Supernatural miracle. Somebody will use a gas cylinder for 1.5 years and it will not finish. Right now, there is a lady in my church whose ECG meter with 20 Ghana cedis has been working from April 2024 to today.
Sir, live.
God will touch somebody today. When I say let us pray, close your eyes. Tell your life we will stay somewhere. Acts chapter 12, Peter was kept in prison. They caught James. They didn't pray desperately. They caught himself. But when Peter was arrested, the Bible said the church prayed without ceasing. Heaven came down. Today, if you pray a violent prayer, heaven is going to come down. Generation
after generation, keep praising you, and no one
else
that I
answer.
We are going to pray non-stop. How many of you can go for 15 minutes non-stop? Listen, if you need to do that, if you need to bury your head, tell the Lord, I'm not leaving this meeting without a miracle. Start to speak in tongues.
Oh,
something is happening. The heavens are open. 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 Miracle in the house. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. The fire of God is stepping on some guys. The power of God is coming on some people. Take it what? Take it to fire. Fire. Fire after. Under the balcony, fire. Fire. At the back, fire. In the middle, fire. Holy Ghost! Fibroid is melting. Migraine is leaving the building. People are receiving brand new body parts. I see mentality shifting. Miracles are happening everywhere. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Miracles everywhere. Miracles. Receive your miracle. Asthma is dissolving. Diabetes is leaving. Menstrual cramps is shifting. High blood pressure goes. Masturbation be broken. Pornography power be broken. Deliverance. 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 Something is happening. Glory. Glory.
Oh, you.
hands are where you are sick.
Oh,
if it is your head, lay your hands on your head.
For your name is great.
You need a miracle. Money will appear in somebody's back. Lay your hands where you need a miracle. Strength, strength. Asthma, lay your hands on your head. Every pain that follow you to church, lay your hands there. I'm going to release a word. You are going to be healed now. Lay your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
I bind the spirit behind every sickness.
Amen.
I bind the spirit behind infirmity.
Amen.
I command them, go.
Amen.
Migraine, be healed.
Amen.
Typhoid, be healed.
Amen.
Every sickness that has a name, come out of your bodies.
Amen.
Pain in the waist. Pain in the jaw.
Amen.
Pain in the tooth.
Amen.
Everywhere there is a burning sensation.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the pain to leave your body now.
Amen.
There he goes, 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 in the name of Jesus. There he goes, there he goes, there he goes, there he goes. Holy Ghost, healing power. There he goes, there he goes, there he goes. Deliverance is taking place. Every negative spirit holding the bodies of people, close your eyes. I command you to leave.
Amen.
Satan, you know me, I know you. I command you, leave.
Amen.
Asthma, go.
Amen.
Insomnia, leave.
Amen.
Non-retentive memory, be restored.
Amen.
Blurry eyes, open.
Amen.
Pain in the tooth, be healed.
Amen.
Bone marrow cancer, be healed.
Amen.
Every sickness that has a name. There is a young man here on your right toe. Sorry, your right knee. You injured it by football. The place is burning right now. Somebody who has injured the hand, the place is burning right now. Anywhere there is a broken bone, we see fire. We see fire. We see fire. We see fire. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Menstrual cramps. There you go. 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 The name of Jesus. Asthma out of the window. Every sickness that has a name, I bind you. Sexual addictions, I command that dirty spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Those addicted to certain medicines, those who are on medication, I break the cycle, I break the cycle, I break the cycle. They break it. Everyone who has carried his mother's sickness, father's sickness, family infirmity, I declare you free.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the toes, be healed. Those of you at the top, I see the healing angels. Somebody came here, you can't move your hand. Your hand is loose. It's loose. Do whatever you couldn't do before. Any part of your body that is paralyzed, I release life. I release life. I release life. I release life. There is a lady here.
You are not pregnant, but your stomach is bloated. I command that mass in your stomach to dissolve, to disappear. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now. Every growth. There is somebody here. There is an object moving in your body. I command it to stop. 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 There are some people on my left hand side. 7 of them. Something like heat goes through your body from time to time. It's a satanic heat. I command the heat to disappear from your body. To disappear from your body. To disappear. Financial miracles.
Amen.
Financial miracles.
Amen.
Scholarship miracles.
Amen.
Academic miracles.
Amen.
Receive one, receive two, receive three, receive four, receive five, receive six. This afternoon, somebody's scholarship letter will drop this afternoon.
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, I receive my miracle. Lift your two hands and say, I receive my miracle. Some of you need some money this afternoon. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. Lift your hands. Wave it to the Lord. I see the angels are very busy. Some people have been operated on whilst the service is going. I see an angel doing surgery on somebody's body. Lift your hands. Take it! Take it! Take it! That miracle, that miracle, that miracle. Some people are feeling fire right now. Fire all over your body. It's a healing virtue. It's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray for your healing. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. I cast out devils out of your life. I cast out devils out of your life. I cast out devils. Every spirit of depression, leave. I release joy. Joy. Lift your hands. You are healed. Lift your hands. You are healed. You are blessed. The depression is gone. Wave your hands to this miracle, Jesus. If you want to, I want you to lead us in this song. How many of you know how to dance? Now, whilst we are dancing, every pain you brought to the church will fly out of the window.
Amen.
And when we are dancing, check yourself. Many hundreds are healed. This is the song. I got joy, 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 joy.
Joy, 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 overflow. Saying my, I got joy,
joy,
joy, joy, joy, joy, joy, joy, joy, joy.
Do you know how to dance?
Saying I got joy, 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 joy.
Give us some of the
ground.
Can I see your dance
skills?
Lift the instrument.
Joy, 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 joy,
them. So mentally, oh, you are not playing well. Are you celebrating your miracle? Give us sound on the bass. Hey!
Keep it on the bread.
Of the spirit, a long queue, and an angel standing there with oil. I say, what are you doing? I'm anointing those who are testifying. When I pray, miracles happen. Now, from Thursday till this morning, there is something you couldn't do, now you can do. Let me see your hand. Wow. Okay, let me say it again. Put your hands down. From day number one till now, you've received a miracle. Let me see your hand. Money miracle. Body miracle. Are you sure you are one of those that Jesus has said? Okay, wait a minute. This morning when you came, you couldn't shake your waist, but now. When I pray, miracles happen. Now, everyone who have received any miracle within these 3 days, I want you to come forward. Those of you who lifted your hands, come, see us. Come here. Come and stand in front of me. And if God has done something for you, don't hide it. When I pray, miracles happen. Yes. Pastor, you know, take microphone, give one to those of you who sit down. You receive a healing miracle, a breakthrough miracle. Something has happened in your academics within 3 days. Your body right now, when we pray, something happened to you. For 3 days, come. Don't mind the crowd. The crowd, you are not their problem. Jesus taught you in a certain way. Join the queue. Those of you sitting now, please go very quickly. I want to see those that have received physical miracles. More miracles. You were sick. Jesus has touched you. Those of you first day, God open your ear. Listen, the service has not closed. Let me show you something. Anytime you hear testimony, they spark other testimonies. That's why the Bible is filled with testimony. When you read about the woman with the issue of blood, and there is no blood for you, say, Lord, if you did it for that one, you can do it for me. Move from the building until you may hear a testimony in the direction of your expectation. And as soon as it happened to somebody, it's going to happen to you. Come here. Tell the pastor very quickly. Let's take some testimonies. While they are testifying, others are still getting miracles. Don't mind anybody. Jesus that touched you. Quickly. Anyway, what happened to him?
This lady, when she was coming to church, was having a back pain, feeling a back pain.
Very serious back
very,
pain.
Very severe back pain. after the declaration, the prayer, dancing.
Yes, I.
When you stretch.
Yes, I. But after dance.
After dancing here.
Doctor, there is a testimony here. This lady here had a hearing impediment for how long? From last year till now.
He's having a problem with difficulty of hearing impediment from last year till now.
From last year till now. She has a scientific word. I want you to hear yourself.
They said I have a perforation in my eardrum. I even have the video on my phone. There is a hole inside the
eardrum. There is a hole inside your ear.
I don't have eardrum at the left side.
And she told us, she said she doesn't have an eardrum. It is destroyed. And she was hearing a weird sound. So she used to use, what is it?
So she was using this gadget.
To block the sound.
To block the sound. So right now, what happened?
I can't hear the...
The ear drums, the ear sound.
The ear drums, so God has given you a brand new ear drum. Take it. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Jesus created a ear drum, ear drum. Somebody say ear drum, ear drum, ear drum. Prophet, what happened to this lady?
Papa.
Praise God.
There is a miracle here.
There's a miracle there.
Before this program, lady fell and got her left twisted.
Oh, your leg twisted.
Couldn't walk. The roommate had to massage her.
Your roommate massage you.
But Thursday, when you were preaching, you made a declaration that somebody is being healed and the God of miracles has done
so. From Thursday till now.
Yes.
Your wedding day, you are going to take your special work.
My God.
Here.
Papa.
Wait a minute.
And there is another one.
What happened?
For the past 3 weeks now, this lady has had serious migraine.
Serious migraine.
And a serious eye ache.
Okay.
Doctors couldn't tell what was happening
okay.
to her.
Let's show me find the devil.
And as you spoke the prophetic word over her life.
My God.
She had instant healing right now.
Instant healing.
Papa, we are not finished with this lady.
Wow.
She said she had a suicidal thought.
Wait a minute. This is the part of the service that is very important. Listen, we have to prove to the world that we don't just gather and jump.
Okay.
Jesus really is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you want to go home, don't go now.
Papa, so she said it started first year. It has followed her up to this time. And when you were praying, that thing left her. And
yes, she now
to last.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come here. No more.
Papa, there's a testimony
here.
Papa, as you spoke prophetically over her life,
wow.
Concerning ladies having menstrual cramp.
Menstrual cramp.
Since SHS.
Since SHS.
She will have the menstrual pain.
For how many years now?
For a very long time now. She's only 19 years.
Since 2019.
That's over 6 years ago. Instantly the healing has taken place right now.
Wow, you heal. Papa, there is a miracle here. It's so amazing. From SHS, anytime she drinks water, she wants to throw out and she has pains in her tummy. But after Thursday, it has stopped. Now she can drink the water and
give me water now.
Her tummy is okay without
when
any pain.
When you drink water, you throw out.
Yes.
For how many years?
5 years.
5 years?
And I went to the hospital and they said I'm developing ulcer.
You went to the hospital, they say you are developing ulcer.
Yes.
But after Thursday, you've been drinking water. In fact, I'm even going to give you Lucozade. You've been drinking water. You devil of darkness, you will never come back again. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This young man said he was absent on Thursday.
Thursday he wasn't in church.
Yes, and you spoke about somebody with an ear issue.
Oh, wow.
And he came here on Friday and heard somebody say, you prayed for people with issue on Thursday.
With what issue?
With an ear issue.
Oh, ear issue.
And on Friday, as he sat down in the congregation, God healed him.
His ears also got open. Somebody give the Lord a clap of praise. Oh, my God.
Doctor, there is a mighty testimony for the past 20 years. For the past 20 years, this young man said that he can't stand hunger. By now he should have eaten because of stomach ulcer. But the moment he came into this atmosphere, he has not felt the hunger.
The ulcer is gone.
No.
Here.
From my spirit to my soul, until my Lord prayed I quote, you are worthy of my worship.
How many of you think that is worthy of worship?
From my spirit to my soul.
Once you are rejoicing, you are getting your miracle.
You are ready for my worship.
1 year now.
1 year.
This lady has been fighting a spirit of gastritis, right?
Spirit of arthritis.
Yes, gastritis.
That, so it's your stomach?
Yes.
Okay.
There are things she'll feel it has left. And anytime she goes through her menstrual cycle, the pain starts again.
How was the feeling like?
Like a cut. I feel a cut. Or sometimes
like somebody's...
Yes. Yes,
it's
or
not
a burning sensation.
A burning sensation.
Yes, so a cut and a burning sensation. So I'll not be able to move. I'll be stuck in bed.
Wow.
Like I can't do anything.
You can't move.
No.
You'll be in bed.
Yes, I'll
that
be.
That devil is a shaking at devil. Yeah. And what happened?
Then on Thursday.
On Thursday?
Yes. So
many
like
things happened on Thursday.
This week it started again. Then on Thursday, my friends were coming. They told me to. We all decided to come together.
They invited you.
Yes. And then when.
God bless those ladies that invited this lady.
Amen.
So drive a four-wheel drive when you finish school.
Amen.
And then when we were praying.
When we were praying.
You mentioned those were menstrual cramps.
Menstrual cramps.
And I received it. And since then, I've not felt
since
it.
Since then. Oh, can you clap your hands?
Somebody clap your hands together for Jesus.
But there's a testimony here. This young guy has suffering from 5 years calorie. A scare at the back of the neck.
What is it? Is it the pain?
Anytime
steroid, tell
yes. Anytime it can be scratching, and then it's like there's a wound. But as we pray and we dance, the pain, everything.
All the pain has left.
Yes.
But quickly, quickly.
There's a miracle here, Papa.
Mama, come here.
This lady saw what God did last year.
Okay.
And this year,
you came last year.
She determined to receive her miracle.
Oh, wow.
So when they were rehearsing towards this program,
wow.
She said she had an ovarian cyst.
Ovarian cyst.
Yes. But during the rehearsal, blood started coming.
Mm-hmm.
She went for a scan and saw that the thing has vanished.
Even before the meeting
before
started.
The meeting.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Before the meeting.
What a God of miracles. No, somebody run. Somebody run. Today, before you get home, a miracle will be waiting for you. Yeah. God of miracles. Do you know the song?
God of miracles.
If you sing it.
God of miracles.
The only portion of the study the devil is not happy is testimony session.
Yeah.
Every testimony means the devil has been defeated.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes when God does things, people they sit on it. You say it for the devil to know he has been shaved fast. Quickly, what happened to him?
Papa, since his days in secondary school, he's had serious backache. Because he was studying for very long hours.
Oh, wow.
But for some reasons, you prayed right now.
Wow.
And the Lord has healed him instantly.
Thank you. What happened?
Papa, another one here. He also couldn't sit for long.
You couldn't
there
sit?
Is always pain in the waist. He couldn't bend. But yesterday, you declared that.
Wow.
Somebody is being healed of bodily pains.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden, the pain just vanished.
So now you can't sit.
He can bend.
When did you come
now
here?
He can sit.
When did you come? Time. When did you come to the meeting?
Yes. I came around 9:12 Yes.
And it's now how many? What's the time?
1:20
So you've been sitting for 4 hours.
Yes, sir.
And there's no pain. Somebody give the Lord a clap.
Hallelujah. Papa, this man here, I had an issue with his tooth.
You have a problem inside your tooth.
Yes, for a very long time. Since
so you
October.
Can't chew bones.
Right. And you prayed on Thursday for those of you, I mean, believing God for healing.
Wow.
The Lord healed him at the spot.
So the pain is gone. All the swellings are gone.
Yes.
Oh, somebody clap your hands.
Four years of deafness in the left ear.
Yeah.
Doctor, there is an amazing testimony. This brother was not in the service on Thursday.
Now, wait a minute. This Thursday, the healing angel was moving all over the campus. This guy didn't come.
No, he was not in the service on Thursday. He was in Queens Hall.
Queens Hall.
And he was brought in by the music. So when he came, give the Lord a shout.
Do you know how to celebrate Jesus?
So that when he came, you were about to
closing.
I was closing.
And she heard somebody give a testimony about a hearing impediment. And then you call for seed sow in 50 cities. And actually has been asking for, I mean, money from the big sister for some time now. Anytime she asks, the sister will say she doesn't have money. But the moment she sold the money on that 50 cities on Thursday, the next day she received 10 times.
10 times! Somebody sell 10 times. Somebody do your leg and sell 10 times. Who is ready for $20,000? Who is ready for $10,000? Miracles are happening.
For 19 years now,
the service is getting sweet.
Papa, for 19 years now,
19 years,
this lady couldn't hear with her left ear.
She cannot hear with her left ear.
On Thursday, as you were prophesying, you called her case out. She was all over the place. As you laid your hands over her, from that time to now, she can hear clearly,
you
know, with her left ear.
The reason why I like why you came forward. Some people will say, oh, it's Azan. The man of God prayed. This lady was healed on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
It's not heard for 19 years. She's still hearing up to today. She gave devil. My dear, come.
About this young man, for some time now, has been experiencing some pain. After lectures, he has to be on medication before he can even sleep.
Wow.
But since Thursday, he has not.
Somebody say Thursday. Wave your hand and shout and say Thursday.
Thursday.
Wave your hand and shout and say Thursday.
There's a very powerful miracle here. This, my good lady, has had a very severe strain at the backbone. She couldn't do anything, but while she was praying, she felt some sensational
something passed your back.
Yes, and she could not feel that pain again.
Suddenly, the pain is gone. Thank you, Jesus. What happened to this one? Quickly.
Come on. Our brother here has had a truth issue for the past 3 days now.
The problem is in the truth.
Yes, sir. And on Thursday, you prayed, and the Lord healed him instantly.
So now, what couldn't you do before?
I'm not able to speak properly. Bye. Now it's okay.
You couldn't speak properly. But now, say it again. But now.
But now it's okay.
Give the Lord. Tell somebody it's okay. It's okay. But now it's okay.
Papa, this beautiful lady also have a testimony.
Beautiful lady.
Every month she goes through some pain. But yesterday, is the new month, it was so severe.
Wow.
And this morning she decided to come and dance. And then after the dancing, the pain just vanished.
You are here? You go. What's happened? He tell to everybody fast.
About this guy said he has pain in the ear.
Pain in the ear.
But when you were preaching, power entered the ear.
Power entered.
And then the ear just
opened up. The pain is gone. Yes.
This is a two in one testimony.
Two in one. How many one? Two in one miracle.
My God. What else? She has been asthmatic from birth. Asthmatic from birth.
How old
sickness
are you?
In the chest.
Yes.
How old are you? Because
I'm 21.
I will look for a husband for you when it's time. 21 years old.
Asthmatic.
Has been an asthmatic
and
patient.
She, when we're preaching, she just felt loose in the chest.
When we were preaching, something came out of the chest. Somebody shall see free.
And number two. She said she didn't believe in tongue speaking. But the moment you were preaching and we were making declaration, she felt the Holy Ghost tell her, start speaking. And she started speaking in tongues.
Whoa! Whoa! Somebody said, whoa!
Doctor, there is an amazing testimony.
Everyone that is rejoicing with someone's testimony this year, others will rejoice with your testimony.
Doctor, there is another amazing testimony.
Amazing testimony.
Yesterday you were preaching and you made mention that some students think that it is just about books.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why some people can't study is simply because there is a demonic activity.
Wow.
This brother testifies about this preaching.
Wow.
She said for some time now, he has not been able to study. Anytime he preaches the book, he feels dizzy and lazy. He has been to the hospital. He has tried many medications. But from Thursday till now, after you make declarations, suddenly he can
book his study,
he's free.
Oh.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Give somebody a hand up and say, there is a flow, there is a flow, there is a flow. That devil on campus is crying right now. Testify. How are you? What
happened? Come on. Her friend insisted she came for this program.
Her friend insisted
and
she came.
At the moment, she's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this lady has had an issue with her back.
The back.
For more than 1 year.
More than 1 year.
7 years ago.
7 years ago.
She had an operation, right?
Caesarean section.
Yes, so injected.
You were injected.
Yes.
Wow, beautiful.
And there are days she will have to be massaged in order to walk well.
Wow.
But as you pray, doing the praises right now, the Lord heal her instantly.
Oh, Jesus.
Papa, our God is a miracle worker indeed.
God is a miracle worker.
This lady came to first year and then she fell. And she had a fracture in the leg.
Yeah.
And they said that she's developing diabetes. So diabetes? She's been taking some medication.
Wow.
But by the grace of God, when she came this morning, the pain in her body, the pain in the legs, that she couldn't move again, everything has just vanished. Now she
give the Lord a shot.
She can move the leg and she can dance up.
Stay back. No more diabetes. Quickly come here.
Okay, Daddy, a prophetess is being raised today.
Wow.
She said anytime a prophet sees her, the prophet will prophesy, but they will not explain the kind of gift
for her
that will be manifesting in her life. But when you were praying for them on Friday, you made a declaration that God is raising
some
women prophetess. And she fell under power. And from that time, she has seen that she has become a prophet.
Hey, there is a prophet
here.
If you want somebody to check something for you.
Woo! Papa, this our brother here said he was listening to your podcast message. He was not here last year for the conference. But last year, he was listening to a message on podcast. And from nowhere, somebody sent him a miracle money.
Oh.
In the end, this man said he's had two issues.
Two issues.
Two issues with his waist and with his knee.
My God.
And during the praises right now, as you pray, the Lord has healed
him. Listen.
Doctor, there is an amazing testimony here. This lady says she has had a spine condition. So on Thursday, when you declared the healing angel was moving, she needed to even adjust her back with a pillow.
Wow.
She can't sleep on her own. She needed a pillow. From the Thursday, when you declared that she was healed, now, from now, as I'm talking to you now, she's free, she's healed, and she can sleep normally. Somebody say, hey! This lady here shares an amazing testimony.
Beautiful.
That from last semester till now, she has been having discharge. That she, up to the, I mean, to the fact that she needed to even put on pump diapers.
The devil is the shaggy.
And
devil.
Sometimes she will have wetness under her, I mean, private part.
You know why I like you? You see, when people testify like this, the devil has lost his hold over their life. You'll be a great woman. Look at me. I see you holding a passport and there's all kinds of visas. Number two. After first degree, you will not live in Ghana again. So what happened? No. What happened? So all the discharge is gone.
Everything is gone to the glory of Jesus.
Oh, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Receive the prophet. Free Momo. He has received free
how
Momo
much did you
of
receive?
1,400 cedis.
1,400
cedis.
Who also needs 2,000 cedis?
May the Lord locate your phone right now.
Take it.
This guy has also received free scholarship yesterday, as you were meeting.
Free scholarship yesterday! How many did a scholarship?
See, we are 54 years old. Some of you are looking like old ladies and old men. When did you receive the scholarship? Yesterday.
When you said we should sow the seed.
Listen to how somebody got a scholarship.
Bought my dad to...
To send you money.
So when I called him, he told me that my boy, there's a great news. Then I said, "Dad, please call me." Then he said, "You've been offered a scholarship. Either you study here or you go abroad. But I have a condition that
you have been offered a scholarship. Either you study here or you go abroad. So which one, brother, are you choosing?"
My God.
Don't tell me plenty story. Choose now. Point your finger at the point. Choose now. Are you going or you are staying? Abai, we should answer for you. Go.
Papa, go. Papa, there's a miracle here.
Papa.
Hey. This lady said that she had caca. A serious caca issue.
Wow.
And on Thursday, in the course of the ministration,
wow,
you laid down on her. And the Lord
came to lay hands on you where you are.
And the Lord healed her instantly.
And you were instantly healed.
And Papa, she's asking for a prayer for her father.
Believe in God for healing for her.
Lay back.
Hallelujah.
Papa, the devil is a bad devil.
It's a Shigeria devil.
Hey, this beautiful, handsome gentleman, any time from secondary school, he will sleep, and then a spirit will come and sleep with him.
That's right.
But yesterday, when he came to church,
don't shout, many of you are like that.
When
that
he came
spirit
to church,
is called succubus and incubus. That's the name.
Uh-huh. When he came to church yesterday, and
there's
we were praying,
going on over there.
And we said that we should pray in tongues, and he started praying. He said suddenly he felt something has left him.
Something left your body.
And then he went to sleep.
He went to sleep.
And he never encountered that,
that devil. Never
that is
came.
The first time.
Anybody has spirit is sleeping with you. To them at the end of that evil spirit.
Papa. Papa, let me go here. Our brother has been suffering from catarrh for the past 2 weeks now.
2 weeks now.
You ask people to go and buy
this
the
breakfast
books.
Meeting is a festival of miracles. Eh?
But he went to buy the books behind.
Wow.
And he came back during the praises time. He said something touched him and suggested a response.
Oh, Jesus touched you. My dear, what happened to you?
Depression for 6 months.
Depression for 6 months. It's gone. Leader, leader. When I pray for them, allow them to flow. Allow them. The service has not closed. Listen, don't think the service is over.
Yes.
We are in a miracle season. And some of you, as you are listening to the testimony, you are going to hear papam, 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 papam.
Papa, there is a miracle money.
There is a miracle.
On Thursday, you made a declaration that somebody
this,
is receiving
this
the money.
This lady is a special lady. She's holding 2 bucks.
This lady had 0.00 on her Momo account. I said, Ebay. Ebay.
0.00 on the
Momo
account.
But right after the declaration yesterday, she received 2,000 Ghana cedis from nowhere. From nowhere. From nowhere.
Anybody need money here? Anybody need money here? Take it one. Take it two. Take it three. Take it four. One day, I went to sow a seed for a man of God. 100 million. The man sent me a message. He said, Ebiadia na ope. What do you want? That you sow such a seed. Then I reply him, Mempebre wo yase. I don't want to suffer. So I'm breaking my way through. 2,000. Somebody's own will be 5,000. The first Sunday morning, the favor of financial flow in the name of Jesus.
What happened? But there's a miracle here. This young lady, since Tuesday, she was not able to see. He has to use
your eyes.
Eyes. And then the thing turned to a migraine.
Wow.
Then it entered her stomach.
Hey.
Before then, she has had an encounter with you a month ago in a dream.
You saw me in a dream.
In a dream. So when the program started,
he said, this one here.
This one here.
Lie, lie.
Not lie. And now she's okay. She's.
You can see now. Were you using glasses? Close your eyes.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This young lady is a pharmacy student.
Somebody clap your hands together for Jesus. Pharmaco.
And she's had difficulties in standing.
You look beautiful.
She's had difficulties in standing for herself.
Yes,
anytime she wants to study, she has to study with the alarm. On Thursday, she called her mom and told her mom that she wants to stop pharmacy because the things are not entering her head.
The thing was not entering.
Mm-hmm. This lady said on Friday, she told God that if you are indeed a prophet, the Lord should cause her to wake up with that alarm. She woke up at 3 a.m. and studied, and after that time, she records everything.
God will put alarm inside people. Take it in the name of Jesus.
All right. Difficulty in studies disappeared yesterday.
Difficulty in studies. Receive your miracle.
Daddy, an amazing testimony here. Another 2-in-1 testimony.
Wow.
So this lady also gave an offering yesterday, and she also received Momo Ale 500 Ghana cedis today.
Wow.
And also, she had back pain and pain in her chest. But the moment she started making declaration, she has also been healed to the glory of Jesus.
May your testimony be permanent. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Baba, another Momo testimony. She said, while the service was going on, while the worship was in session, she received an instant Momo alert to the glory of Jesus.
Who is next?
Baba, there's a miracle here. This lady has been having burning sensation on her body since her secondary school days.
During the praises time, as you declared healing, the Lord has healed this lady instantly.
Come here. There was something heat inside your body, eh? Lift your hands. There you go.
Another wonderful miracle.
I can feel it in his
at face. Age 15, he had what we called side curvature effect of the spine.
Side curvature effect of the spine.
Mm-hmm. Scoliosis. At age 15. Now he's 22. He has suffered all this pain all this while. He couldn't do anything. Wow. But just this morning, as you were praying that God would take away his sicknesses and diseases, now the pain at the side of the spine.
On your side.
Yes.
Wow.
That he couldn't do anything.
I can feel pain for about 7 years ago.
7 years?
Yes.
What couldn't you do before?
Like, maybe when I sit, I can't sit down for a long time.
Wow.
When I sit, I have to stand up and then, like, try to stretch and then see. But right now, as you're praying, I can feel that. No, I can't feel the pain again. I can't do.
You can do. Oh, somebody clap your hands for the Lord. My dear, come here.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This is 2-in-1 miracle. Baby, this man here has been having an issue with his heartbeat for a very long time. As you declared on Thursday, the Lord healed our brother instantly. Number 2, you also declared miracle money, and the Lord blessed him with the miracle money as well.
Papa, according to the lady, when she was in JHS, SHS doctor diagnosed that she has had an infection in the womb.
In the womb.
And from that time, suffering, pains. And so this week, it became severe.
Wow.
That she didn't even want to come. But she said, let me come today and see what God will do. So she was at
Astes.
Yes. And so when prayer was in session, you asked us to come and dance and check yourself whether you are healed. She couldn't even bend at first. But now, she can bend. She can stretch, she can jump, and she can do it.
Give me that dance.
Papa, another wonderful one. This lady was having severe back pain,
wow,
and she couldn't move the leg, and then the head was also aching. But as you prayed on Thursday, before she realized, she has been healed.
Yes.
Papa, there's a miracle here. So this is a 3-in-1 testimony. Baba, he came for one of the meetings you organized here, and after that meeting, the Lord gave him a spiritual understanding. Number 2, his brother had an issue. His brother is not in service, had a back issue. He went to the hospital, he was sick. But after the service on Thursday, he called the brother, and the Lord healed him instantly.
The man has healed.
Clap your hands together for somebody.
What happened? He has severe pain in the back. Thank you, Jesus. Come here.
Papa, and he received a scholarship as well.
You receive what?
A scholarship.
You receive a scholarship.
That caters for accommodation and fees.
Accommodation
and fees.
Like and fees. And they said, no. Who needs a scholarship?
God bless you.
Yes, quickly. Take everybody 1 minute.
Baba,
1 minute.
This young man is an alumni.
He's a former student.
He is complaining of suffering from a chest pain.
Your chest pain.
And they had big sensational pain.
Wow.
But since we
came for the meeting.
Yes, came for the meeting. The pain and the pain, everything is gone.
Come here. What happened to you? What's your testimony?
She's suffering from a menstrual cramp.
Menstrual cramp.
Cramps. Anytime she comes, we have to take medication.
Oh no.
But since today when she was supposed to take her medication.
It won't happen again. Hmm?
But after the service, like after prayer. Now the pain, everything has.
When you marry, you have one boy, one girl.
Amen.
Beautiful. And I see you with your children in London.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You like London?
Last woman in
Jenny. Speak like a prophetess.
Last woman in Jenny, on my way to my home, I saw a man. Then he told me that he prophesied that I'll be outside again.
You will be outside the country.
My children will be foreigners.
Your children will be foreigners.
Papa, there's a miracle here. Our sister has been complaining of serious headache for a very long time now. As you release that from when the Lord has healed her instantly.
But he was believing God for a scholarship for his friend and himself.
Hey,
His friend has gotten the scholarship, $93,000.
My God.
$93,000 scholarship.
What did he say?
$93,000.
$93,000.
Someone will hit $100,000
scholarship. And he is also believing that he is also
take your own. Baba, this lady has had an itching eye.
Your itching eye.
Anytime she studies,
you know, people are not patient for God to work on them.
Yes,
eh?
Yes, sir. And anytime she said this, she just can't concentrate because of the itching eye.
You know, to have no eating, you too, you have no eating.
Yes, sir.
And we've been standing.
Yes, sir.
And people are sitting in their time.
Mercy.
Papa, next, on next. Thursday, you said that we should pray for 24-hour miracle.
24-hour miracle.
This young man has a lot of needs, according to him. But he also needs money urgently. Unfortunately, when he calls home, the money doesn't come. So he said a 24-hour miracle. He wants to begin with the money. And by the grace of God, yesterday, as soon as he came, the parents called him, and they have sent the money.
He sent all the money. Sir, what is your testimony? Quickly, quickly.
But this young man says that when he said,
I want to pray for the people. That's why I'm waiting. So me, I came to bless you. So sit down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Peter came here for 8 years. He was being kidnapped.
Oh, somebody and wanted to catch you.
Yes, outside the campus.
Mm-hmm.
They took his laptop, phones, everything. But they brought the items back.
They brought everything.
On yesterday, he received a Momo alert from unknown source, 600 Ghana cedis.
600 Ghana cedis.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This lady here has been suffering from academic depression.
Depression? The devil is alive.
She couldn't study. But after Thursday...
Look at your glasses. You look like prof.
But after Thursday...
After Thursday...
The spirit of freedom has
entered. Oh, go and make your ease. Come here.
But this lady couldn't sleep for days.
You couldn't sleep for days?
Since Thursday. But as you prayed, the Holy Ghost has touched our sister.
About 5 years of burning sensation in your body.
Did you hear me say some people something is running through your body? It's gone. Jesus is gone.
There's another mighty testimony. This lady says since she came to campus, she has not been able to sleep. And every time she said to you, somebody comes to knock on their door.
Some spirit
will come and knock. She'll open the door, nobody will be there.
You see, take your time. You see, these students are saying these things are not true. You hear co.
Yeah.
When you open, there's nobody.
Yeah.
Look at somebody's face. Are you the one? Find out. Maybe the one who has been knocking this girl's door. And so that puts fear in you. So what happened?
After Thursday, she has been having sound sleep to the glory of Jesus.
Person,
the demon has.
I suck every devil tormented
in the name of Jesus.
Heal your covenant.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This lady came here broke on Thursday.
Broke.
She had no money in her bag.
Woo!
But as you declared as you declared miracle money on Thursday, she opened her bag and there was money in her bag.
Come. Let me prove to these students that these things are not fair. Even today I said, when did you find the money in your bag? After the service. But when you were coming, you checked the bag. You see, when a woman says his money is 100, you can't lie. Because the woman, they use saliva to count the money. She said he has not even eaten, because if he has money, and then when the service finishes, you open your bag. Jesus has planted money. How many of you can receive such a testimony? I pray for you after today. Money in your bag. Money in your books. Money in your troubles. Money in your letter notes. Give the Lord a shout. Wow. Where is that lady? Where is the lady?
Praise God.
Come here. Come back. I like the testimony. Come back. No one will be poor. This girl is sleeping on. And the Holy Ghost is ministering.
My God.
Madam, come. Can I be your friend? I like sex things. Yes. Money everywhere.
In the name of Jesus.
Plenty money everywhere. You will leave me every day.
From primary school. He's been suffering from severe stomach pain.
Wow.
But after prayer, the stomach pain disappears.
And also he's receiving free momo.
You also
free momo from Thursday till now. The momo is still free.
Anyone who has not received his home, between now and 6 p.m., lift your phone. I said lift your phone. The way people are receiving money, between now and 6 p.m., your own will not trust 6 p.m. Take it one, take it two, take it three, take it four, take it. I like the way you are receiving it. My God. Baba, since her secondary school days, she's been having chest infection.
Chest infection.
But as you prayed at the spot,
wow,
the Lord has healed her sister instantly.
Baba, this our dear sister is a very sociable person, always wants to be free with people. This semester, she rented a hotel with other colleagues. They were there. They didn't know what happened. It was as if they were enemies. They were fighting themselves. They were doing whatever. She didn't know what was the cause. And so on Thursday, she came for the service. And then after leaving the service, she went and slept. And then she saw you appearing in their room with a broom. With a broom.
I appeared in her room with a broom.
A broom.
Mm-hmm.
And then right up, you came with other pastors. After you had left, he said, yesterday or today, a Friday, it has been like there is a honeymoon in the room. Now friendship has come, love has come, unity has come, celebration has come. Oh my God.
Yeah. Lift your hand. Say, Lord, I'm sweeping away every disadvantage. I'm sweeping away.
Baba, come. May that angel that brought you this deliverance continue to be with you.
Baba, this young lady yesterday received a momo alert of 1,500.
1,500. Is it paining you? Why are you not shouting for double momo?
And since Thursday, she has been speaking in tongues all over.
Our brother has been to the hospital on several occasions, and the doctors couldn't tell where the problem was. Our brother had an issue with his head, am I correct? With the truth and also with the back.
With your truth.
With the head and
your
then
head
the back.
And your back.
As you pray the Lord. And as you pray the Lord, as you that brother instantly.
Now, all those areas, the pain is gone. Come, kneel down. Father, in the name of Jesus. Come here.
But he was believing God for, to be selected for climate change program flight.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday.
Yesterday.
He received a bill.
Look at somebody said yesterday. Look at somebody and say, today your own will also come. Yes?
Papa, when she was coming to church this morning, something was just telling her not to come. She decided to come. And then all of a sudden, she started having very strong migraine. As soon as she stepped into the auditorium, it just vanished.
What?
And these two ladies are friends. This one invited this one to come
here.
She invited her to come.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is doing BIS, Business Information Systems. But unfortunately, she's always afraid to put something out there. But today when she came, because of the prayer you prayed, she decided to try it. And then she sent something on the system. And by the grace of God, she had 7 people to look at it. As she was shocked because it's a miracle for her. Then all of a sudden, she decided to look at it again. Now the people have increased from 7 to 14. And she has decided to testify.
Wow, it's a new breakthrough for you, yes?
The friend who invited her says that you were praying on Thursday and you were asking that God is going to heal people. She didn't know that her father was sick. After the service, she was told that the father was not well and he was admitted at the hospital. So she decided to connect the prayer. And so on Friday when she came, she decided to pray intensively for the father. We had not closed the service. Then she had a call to tell her that her father has been healed.
Yeah!
But father is not enough. He said that she had a dream. And in the dream, you have come to her room in the dream. And you were telling her that, listen to her own words, what you told her.
That I'll receive the scholarship and it's mine. And there were actually 4 people in the room.
You and another pastor and two people sponsoring scholarship.
When we came, we were four.
Yes.
And there were two people with me. They were giving scholarships.
Yes.
These are the angels that walk. You see, when we are speaking, the people think we are praying. So what happened?
And they all came to they came to tap my head and pray for me, and then that was all.
So get ready for the scholarship.
They all tapped me.
They all tap you.
Yes. And then I woke up.
And you wake up.
Yeah.
But the miracle is that anytime she dreams, she doesn't remember. But for this particular dream, she has not been able to forget.
Mama, there's a miracle here.
Since Wednesday, our brother has been having complications with his truth. And on Thursday, you ask people to pray for themselves, those believing God for healing. He said, even before you asked to pray, the Lord healed our brother instantly.
Oh, my God. What have you to do
today? Since January.
January.
She's been having a problem with her knee.
With your knee.
She went to the hospital. They gave her medication. Wow. X-ray showed nothing, but the doctor prescribed a medicine for her, but the medicine couldn't cure her. After prayer, the knee pain disappeared.
Papa, there's a miracle here. This man is your spiritual grandson.
Yes.
Papa, yesterday in the course of the service, you asked people to sow a seed. He felt led to release his lorry as a seed.
Transportation.
And
as
that
a
was
seed.
Five seeds. He woke up this morning and had a record money of 5,000 CDs.
Look at somebody and say, how many of you are ready for your bank account to shake? He gave an offering of what?
Five CDs. Baba, he's your spiritual grandson.
Who is going to work the percentage for me? What percentage of 5 cities is 5,000?
Papa, the evidence is here. Papa, the evidence is here. 5,000.
Where are the mathematicians? 1,000%. There is a miracle in the Bible. We call it 1,000 times. Can I prophesy to somebody here?
My God.
God will make you 1,000 times bigger.
In the name of Jesus.
Charlie, come. Oh, my God.
Papa, this
5 cities is to 5,000. So when you sow 5,000 times 1,000, how much? Okay, you like money, huh?
Yes.
What happened to this?
About this young woman, when she was coming to church, was
you
feeling
have
pain on her knee.
Swollen legs, eh?
Yes, new pain.
New problem.
After prayer, the pain is gone. And yesterday, she sowed a seed and received a momo. A letter of 500.
Papa, there's a miracle here. Daddy, you are indeed a prophet.
See, every man of God has angels that minister with him. Now, what the lady said, that there were two people with me in the dream, they were offering their scholarship. These are angels.
Papa, in the course of...
Can I declare that there is no less than 500 people here that after this program, you are catching your scholarship.
In the name of Jesus. Papa, in the course of the service, you release a prophetic word.
A prophetic word.
That there's a lady here with a bloated issue, with a bloated stomach.
Wow.
And she was a lady. As you prayed, she touched her stomach and the thing disappeared on the spot.
Your stomach was bigger than this one. No, you feel that there's something inside. Very hard. So when I said that, what happened? Did you feel something? And the thing disappeared. Are you sitting down like that? Are you not shaking one of your legs? Oh, Jesus.
All right. Yesterday, you declared double miracle money.
Double miracle money.
And she has received double miracle money of 1,400. And-
15 years knee pain, disgrace. And also she started speaking in tongues today for the first time in her life.
15 years of what?
Knee pain.
Knee pain is gone.
Knee.
What
knee.
Again?
And
yesterday. Okay. Are you doing law? Okay.
And then I partake in the sport. But okay. Anytime when I go to the room, unless I do some massage on my knee.
You cannot
flow. Before I sleep. And then
wow.
Yesterday, after I came for the program, I didn't
I like the way you say. It's gone.
And she has been baptized in speaking in tongues for the first time in her life.
And for the first, I like that one. For the first time, you spoke in tongues.
Oh
my God.
I like that one. Jesus fill you with the Holy Ghost. God bless you, my dear lady. Yes, madam.
She inherited a nose condition from her father.
A nose problem.
One is always blocked.
Okay.
Since she was born.
Wow.
But as I'm talking to you now, her nose has been unblocked.
It's open. Papa, anytime money gets into her hand, the money finishes. And so, how many of you said, oh?
Oh.
It means you have compassion. Whatever miracle God gave the lady, maybe he gave you two.
And so she was wondering how she would get money because she needed money.
Wow.
Fortunately for her, she came to church and you declared that God will give people more money. And by the grace of God, she had some from her parents who were angry to send her money. Without her calling them, they sent her money.
Today people send you money, sir.
This lady is so interesting. She was not going to church. But every time you appear on GHTV and Ago TV, she will be watching you. She was supposed to come to school, but she didn't get admission. And then she said that one of the sermons, you said that people are getting admissions, even though admissions are over.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to believe that it will be her turn. And so, even though they have done the admissions, they have finished everything, before she realized, she has received a message that she's supposed to come to school, and then she came. And she said that you have been saying academic excellence. So if she has come, even though she came late, she wants to be part of the people that are doing very well. And from first year,
all my first year resources, A, no B, A throughout.
From my spirit to my soul, those who are not singing, they are jealous. Everyone that will celebrate this miracle, you are moving from C, B to A. From my spirit to my soul. She got admission after admissions are closed. First miracle. And even though she came late, every paper, hey, is somebody catching it? Thank God! I receive it!
Papa, there's a miracle here.
Our brother, in the course of 7 years, has had 2 surgeries on his toe. He's had an ingrown toenail. And then the Lord spoke to you. You released a prophetic word, and the Lord sees our brother instantly. Now, there's a miracle here. 2 years ago, you came to their church, right? And you released a prophetic word, believing God for spiritual academic excellence. Our brother failed in math and in science.
You failed in math and science. Right. For my WASI, I had D7 in math and science, and then because of that,
to the power too high.
Yeah, because of that, I even stayed at home for 4 years. But when I got to the university, you came to our church.
I came to your church?
Yes, you came to New Spring 2 years ago. And then ever since you prayed for us, I got a GPA that I had never even gotten before. And then ever since then, I had never gotten a GPA less than 4.8.
Hey.
And then...
I think these students, they are sleeping on.
Baba, is there a miracle here?
This week, I got confirmed from my HOD that for my year group, for the entire year group, I'll be the best graduating student.
My God. Can you give us a song? Can you give us a song? Can you give us a dancing song? Yeah.
Another one,
out. Man of God, take your time. Take me back to where you are coming from. Take me back. You said that. You fail in science. You take your time. When you say it, I'll tell them. You fail in science
and math.
But you did a health course. The failure, how was the failure looking like? This seven. And then you went to college.
For medical laboratory
technology. Uh-huh. Yes. And you appeared.
Yes. And then when I got to school.
When you got to school, I came.
Yes. You came and I never
came to school. And I saw Mr. D7.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we had an encounter.
Yes.
You see, some devils don't want us to hear testimony.
Ever since you came and then you prayed for all students in the church.
I remember that meeting. Something tickle in your brain. Then tell us your testimony.
I've never had a GPA below 4.8.
Below 4.8. Are there students in the room? Why are you acting as if your own is 6.0? Anybody that would ask, your GPA was 6. We have 4.97.
Yes, out of 5.0.
So now you have been selected as the best student of your class.
The entire year group.
The entire year group. From D7. Tell your friend, do you know D7? Do you know D7? From D7 to the best student of the entire year. Let's give the devil some that. That prayer can shift your brain.
Yes, sir.
Look at the other students. Said, this semester, get ready for my testimony. Are we finished?
No, Baba.
Let's finish and close.
This lady, the granny has been sick for some time now.
Okay.
She couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything.
So after prayer, what happened?
They said they had to insert tube into the nose.
Into the nose.
Part of the... It's in the nose. They wanted to transfer.
And she drinks through. But they said the time is up, so unless they transfer it into a tank.
So what has Jesus
done? So after prayers and I called it, but she couldn't talk.
So when I called, my auntie said, oh, she's a bit okay. She
you stood in the church and transferred the prayer there.
Yes, because you prayed that God is raising prophetess. Oh. And she fell under the anointing. And then a thought came into her that your granny will be well. And right after the service, she went outside and she received a call. And they said, your granny is getting better. You are not a prophetess in this.
Everybody sitting in this room, because of you, there will be a miracle in your father's house.
Papa, asthma, migraine,
asthma,
and back pain.
Migraine,
back pain. It's traced by the power of God.
Asthma, migraine, back pain. Let's say this.
As he was coming to church,
I like that guy's testimony. Huh?
He fell.
You fell down.
And the fall was very heavy, as you can see.
The falling.
And he,
you are from CMC, yeah?
Yes.
You go to CMC.
Yeah.
Accra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a broken
whatever
wrist. There was pain in the wrist. There was pain all over. He couldn't.
Are you healed now?
Even his phone cracked.
Oh.
But as he stands here,
oh,
by the grace of God, he's
iPhone 16. You will get iPhone 16. Yes. My dear, what happened?
But this lady has received an amazing momo. 1,240 euros.
Send it to see. I like you. I like people who react this way. The way Ghana is going, only Momo can help. Give me change. I want to pray. Give me chance, I want to praise my God. Where's your phone? Where's your phone? Give me room, I want to praise my God. Give me chance, let the financial angel visit all of you. I want to praise my God. I want to praise my God. I want to praise my God. How many CDs is 1,200 euros?
1,240 euros.
1,000? Bring it to Ghana City. Where are the Forest Bureau students? Sister, how much is it? You can calculate. 20,000. Queen, is that much? 20,000.
19,840.
No,
20,000.
Wow.
Right now, the money came. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Check the time.
Right now.
Check the time for me.
Right now.
Check the time. 226.
Right now.
20,000. Give me chance, I want to praise my God. This is a miracle festival. Give me room, I want to praise my God. Give me chance, I want to praise my God. This is the one we are dancing. Give me room, I want to praise my God. Are you ready for your miracle to shake campus?
Richmond, your son, was with the ATCM.
Uh-huh.
And ever since you started MOR, he's been coming. And anytime you ask for seed.
Wait a minute. The angels that were in the service when I was preaching, they just doubled. Now hear me. The Lord is saying, tell everybody who is expecting anything, I will give them double for their trouble. Hurry up.
So anytime he comes for MOR and you ask for seed, he will decide to sow.
Uh-huh.
And then all the time as he keeps increasing the seed, he's been asking God for three miracles.
Okay.
Number one, he said he wanted to finish school with first class.
First class.
And God did it.
He finished with first class.
And then number two, he said that when he finished school, he wanted to work with an oil and gas company.
And God
without
did
struggling.
It.
And right now he's working there. He's working there right now.
Number three.
The third one, he says that they are in two.
Yeah, they are in the pipeline.
They are in two. They are in the pipeline.
Come here.
Baba, this lady couldn't
see anything without a lens.
When I said breakfast meeting, the people thought I'm giving them bread.
Eh?
It's miracle breakfast. Tap your neighbor and say it's a miracle breakfast. How many of you like this one more than bread?
Baba, she couldn't see the light. She couldn't see the light
you
without
couldn't
a lens.
See the light.
She couldn't read from the mobile phone without a lens. She
but
couldn't
now,
do anything with the light.
You
but
can
now,
read without
she
a
has
lens.
Removed it.
Wow.
Come here.
This is so amazing. He said that she applied for a scholarship. They called the people for the interview for the scholarship. And
they
she was
called.
They didn't call her. And they have actually granted the people already. But on Thursday when she came, she said, if God can do miracles, then she too, even though it is late, she should be called. And she has been called and granted a scholarship.
Right now.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. When you see me pray, I pray like a real man. When you see me pray,
are you dancing like a winner?
When you see me pray, I pray like a winner. When you see me pray, I pray like a winner.
When you see me pray, I pray like a winner.
Oh, winner.
Oh,
winner.
Oh,
when you see me,
hallelujah,
I dance like a winner.
When you see me dance,
when you see me dance, I dance like a winner. When you see me pray, pray like a winner, man.
Hey! Papa, her menstrual flow stopped. And then when you were praying, you declared. And then she went to the washroom, put something in her, and then she saw.
Suddenly.
Suddenly.
Somebody said there is a flow.
There is a word.
Somebody said there is a flow.
There's a flow.
There is
a flow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Papa, she said she had septic ulcer.
Peptic ulcer.
But by the grace of God, she has been healed of her peptic ulcer. But she's also believing her mother to be healed because the mother will have challenges.
Command that devil to lead the whole family. Come here. Quickly. Quickly. What happened to this gentleman?
Okay, so, I'm normally, since I came to university, I'm not able to really study like how I used
you
to.
You can't study where?
Yes.
You're American student?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this evening, Thursday evening. Yeah, when I went, I actually was able to study into the ninth. Like, I was able to cover a lot of topics and I was able to understand. And then the second one. The second one was that in anticipation of my coming, my classmate invited me to the program.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a nap in the afternoon. Then that evening, when I woke up around 5 to dress and come, I just checked my phone and then I saw 1,000 Ghana.
Did you invite anybody? I said, did you invite anybody? It's a miracle breakfast.
Amazingly, he's been having back pain. But on Thursday, he came
everywhere,
and God healed him.
God
then
healed.
He said, if God has healed that one, then the confusion in the class can also be settled. Because anytime he goes to class and he's taught, he doesn't remember. He's not able to understand. So he told God. Then yesterday, when he goes to class, it should be clear, and by the grace of God, as you prayed for him,
it was clear. Come here. Madam, what happened?
Okay, so I've been experiencing some stomach pain.
Stomach pain,
like the pain keeps coming, whether I eat or like I take in medication. When I went to the hospital, they told me it's ovarian cyst.
Ovarian cyst?
Last week when I
ovarian cyst, what is your problem?
Last week when I went for review, they told me it's peptic ulcer.
Uh-huh.
That the more I take the medication, the more the pain comes.
What happened?
So on Thursday...
Somebody say Thursday. The angels are rough.
On Thursday, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was being chased by these dangerous animals in the forest, and then the animal chewed me up. So, in the dream, In the dream, I was lying down and my coursemate had come around me. And I was told that though my bones was there.
Now, listen. Now, how many of you here when I came? I said four more people. The lady said, don't wait a minute. Wait a minute. She had a dream that the animal has killed her. And they saw her dead bones.
Yes.
Maybe this was going to be KNUSC death number four. And what happened?
So, my bone
was listen to this
you,
testimony with serious.
I was lying down and all my coursemates had come around me. And then the information was circulating all on campus that I'm dead.
What's your name?
Grace Yaboa. So,
dead.
I woke up in the dream. Uh-huh. I didn't know it was a dream because I was crying heavily. Only for me to wake up to see that it was a dream. Because my friends were around me. So, I told a friend about it yesterday. And she told me that you've been prophesied it on Thursday. So, I came with her. So, this afternoon when he said God is performing a spiritual surgery on people, I fell under the anointing. And then, I cannot feel the pain in my stomach.
Out! You spirit of death, I cross you. There's no more death on campus.
No more death on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Papa, this lady says that she had backslidden. She was not able to pray. She didn't even like church. But on Thursday, she came to this place and you prayed that there's going to be a revival. And from Thursday night, she's been praying. She woke up on Friday at 3 a.m.
Wow.
And she prayed throughout the night. And around 5 a.m., she was still praying. And right now, she's on fire. She's
let
been
the
revived.
Revival fire. Never stop.
Baba, last year, this gentleman
bring them here. Bring them
into sowed the seed into MOR.
Where are those who sowed seed yesterday? Listen to testimony.
It was a blast seed.
Last seed.
And from that time, money upon money.
Money.
From grandma
from
to
grandma,
another person.
From grandma.
Buying him laptops. And all the things.
6,000.
Fees, 6,000. Yes. And so from that time, he has entered into a financial miracle. As you have been describing.
Wow.
Papa, what she's saying is so amazing. She said that she had a problem with the teeth. And she has to go to the hospital for them to do a surgery. After the surgery, and she came back in December, then she realized that there is still a hole that needs to be filled.
Yeah.
And so you listen to her own words.
So they filled my teeth because there was a hole. And it was in November. In December, I realized the filling had removed and something was ancient. It made my teeth like I was feeling sensitivity in my teeth. And in January this year, I had to refill it again because December, I was seeing blood.
Everywhere.
Yes. Throughout December. So I had to refill again. But I had to change the dental thing because I don't know why you feel it and I still feel pain. So I'm supposed to put a crown on my teeth yesterday. But when I tested my dentist, he said I shouldn't come because they've not brought the crown to put on my
teeth. So what's the miracle, man? You came for
Yes, 2 days ago, I was ever since I did, they drilled my teeth, so it's very short. And I've been feeling pain. So I tested him and he said, I should use warm water and salt. I've been doing that since last week Friday. And yesterday, I said, I've never felt any pain.
After Thursday, when she came for the service, the pain has gone. And she's not feeling, and she's not using the salt and the hot water again.
Since January, you have been complaining about your chest too.
I don't know, but I've not had an attack, but I complained about my
don't say
chest.
You asthma. Say the devil gave me asthma.
The devil gave me asthma.
Devil, I want to speak to you. Jesus. Leave this beautiful girl alone. Jesus. Let it go.
About this lady is not using a lens, but she can't see well. If the thing is afar, she can't see. Even she couldn't read from the screen when you were preaching. But after the prayer, now she can read from afar.
You can see?
And can see anything.
Say thank you, Jesus. Let's take our last testimony.
He said that last year somebody invited him for MOR, but when he came, he didn't really feel it. And then suddenly you said that God is going to perform academic miracles. At the time, his GPA was very low. And then he said, if God can do it, then God should make it increase so that this year he can testify. And by the grace of God, it has increased to 8.
That's the mixture. I increase 8 after my exam. So
it doesn't usually happen for somebody to increase in one semester by 8, and God has done it.
Yeah, I don't understand because I finished too long time, but it seems this is a very mighty testimony.
Yes, sir.
So the GPA has increased. The GPA has gone up.
Yes, by 8.
By 8.
8 points.
Who can believe God for 10? As you have lifted up your hands, so shall it be.
Papa, according to our brother, you taught them to pray for friends or souls. That's prayerjournalism.
Ah,
and he prayed for his two souls.
Two souls.
And then this morning, one of them tested him and said, bro, pray for me again. Meanwhile, the person didn't hear the prayer. He said, bro, pray for me again. It means that the prayer was working in the spirit.
Lift up
your
hands.
Prayerjournalism work.
The miracles have not ceased. It will continue for 7 solid days. See? So everybody expecting God for a miracle, continue to believe. From now till next Saturday, it's a season of miracles. Lift your hands. We give you glory, Lord, as we are.
Lady said, I have backslidden. Everybody close your eyes for 1 minute. I want you to analyze your life. If Jesus comes this afternoon, are you going to go? Don't look at anybody. Check yourself. If Jesus comes this afternoon, are you a candidate to be raptured? You are here, you don't know Jesus. You came on campus. You think the devil has a better option? No. You want to say, man of God, today, with what I've seen with my eyes, I want to surrender to this mighty Jesus. Anybody who is not born again, don't leave this room. You are a case of emergency. Death is not the issue, but where you go when you die is the issue. As for death, we are not afraid of death. I want to go to heaven, just that he won't let me go. Are you sure that in case Jesus comes this afternoon, I beg you in the name of the Lord, don't joke with these things. The greatest plane crash we have ever had was the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. 2 airplanes from Arcata hit them. In 15 seconds, everything got burnt. When they checked the intensity of fire, it was 2,000 degrees Celsius. It burned human beings, it burned everything. The building came down like a pack of balls because of the combustion of the aviation fuel. And the last time we checked the heat in hell, the one that was 2,000 degrees burned them in 15 seconds. The heat in hell is 12,000 degrees Celsius. Nobody can stand it. It will blow you like cotton. Why do you want to die such a hopeless death without Jesus? But for your told us, it's not the things you amass that the quality of person that God has made you. Without Jesus, life is not worth living. Close your eyes, don't look at anybody. No matter the house you came from, no matter who is your father, who is your mother, you are not saved, you are not saved. Jesus, I need you today to come into my life.
so my future can be secure. There are many of you here, today is your day of salvation. Please, I want to give you a gift. You want to be saved today. You want to reconnect to Jesus. Lift up your hands. You are the reason. Miracles are good, but salvation is better. God bless you. Don't joke with your life. You must be born again. Pray with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Lord, I'm a sinner.
Lord, I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me my sins.
Please forgive me.
I repent of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Today,
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God. I repent. Jesus, I open my heart.
Come into my heart.
I receive you. As my Lord and personal. I'm born again today. Holy Spirit.
Empower me.
Fill me.
To serve Jesus.
All the days of my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwajo Boateng-Bempah. We believe your needs were met, and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls, the Word, and most importantly, your faith, find us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and X by searching Holy Hill Chapel AG or Dr. Kwajo Boateng-Bempah for our live and recorded services. We believe in miracles, and so should you. Your testimonies await you, and you can forward them via any of our social media handles. Jesus is Lord.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 267 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.